Medical cannabis is this ongoing subject that has been one of the facets of the Pharmacy Podcast Network that we've really been committed to, because I want good information for pharmacists to understand not only what is happening in their state, because that's one of the issues, is the fragment between one state to the next, and then obviously the DEA, the FDA, and everything that comes into that. About a year ago, I started searching for a publication partner that had their finger on the pulse of medical cannabis and were driving content through education and conversations specifically with pharmacists and writers and content creators that were pharmacists. And I was lucky enough to run into an organization that does exactly that. And we're going to talk about this today. My name is Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And today we're going to be talking about the CRX podcast coming to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. You're listening to the CRX Podcast. The CRX Podcast provides an added benefit for healthcare professionals and readers of the CRX Magazine, a leader in reliable information and news about medical cannabis. The CRX Podcast will provide the latest discussions about cannabinoid products as part of a patient's treatment plans and deliver the latest education about medical cannabis for pharmacists, physicians, and innovative healthcare providers.
Hey, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. Welcome. I have two guests that I'm excited to be working with. This is a long time coming, just to put this deal and partnership together and doing it right. Mara Moniker and Jack Graham are with CRX Mag. You can find them at crxmag.com. An e-zine and magazine dedicated to educating pharmacists, physicians, nurse practitioners, healthcare professionals about medical cannabis. Mara and Jack, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
Thanks, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
We're excited to be here.
You and I, we have talked how many times and getting ready to launch this. So I am so excited today to be bringing this to the nation. We have about 72,000 rotating listeners in a 30-day period. And the medical podcast, which Joe Friedman, a pharmacist and really an educator in the medical cannabis space, has hosted that for some time. We absolutely love Joe and what he does and the quality that he brings to the network. But we're actually elevating up, because we're going to go from one host to multiple hosts and really digging into the content that your team provides in written form and traditional publication form. And we're going to take that and turn it into audio discussions to really expand upon some of those ideas that you bring together. But before that, before I dig in, because I feel like I'm a kid on Christmas morning, wanted to dig into the presence that is your presence here. That is the history of Great Valley Publishing. And this is the mothership of CRX Mag and the magazine. But I want to start off with Mara. Give a little bit about your background, and there's an empowerment that you're bringing to the table as a woman-owned business and CEO, Mara, that I'm very proud of, because 55 to 56% of our entire pharmacist workforce are women leaders in healthcare. So take it away, Mara. We want to learn a little bit about you and Great Valley Publishing.
Well, first, thanks for saying that. So I started with the company working for a woman almost 30 years ago, about 28 years ago, in sales for this company who was publishing, I think at the time, 7 healthcare titles. One of them actually we represented was APHA. So kind of come full circle with the pharmacy. And I started in sales, and fortunately, the woman I worked for really took me under her wing and afforded me some real opportunity to learn the business and sink my teeth into media and content and the importance of serving the healthcare sector. And you know, I guess the rest is history. 28 years later, still doing it. We had the ability to launch CRX. It's really fulfilling, and it's a great business. And I'm happy that I've been able to do it, and never would have thought that, you know, starting in sales, selling recruitment advertising 28 years ago would lead to this. But it's been really wonderful. And, you know, Jack and I have been super excited and been talking about launching CRX for many years. We recognize the relevance, and, you know, being able to do it last year was really exciting.
Jack, talk about media, talk about publication, and I really want to dig into the transformation of content and how we're just inundated with so much content every day. And before we unpack that, tell our listeners a little bit about your background as well.
Sure. So I am the COO of Great Valley Publishing. I too have a pretty long standing history with the company. I've been working with the company for 24 years, off and on. I started as an editorial intern when I was back in college. Most recently, I've been back for good since 2011. In the intervening time period, I was a commercial litigator. So I am an attorney, but I like to think that I've reformed myself. But, in 2011, I came back to Great Valley Publishing, and really the objective at that point was to diversify our offerings, branch out into continuing education and events. And, you know, we've been able to do that successfully. And, you know, CRX is our first title launch since I've been back.
Well, I'm impressed with the magazine. I've looked at it for the 6 months that it's been out of the 1 year that we've really been talking about putting this podcast together. How has media changed over the years, Mara, from where you started to where it is today? We have an educated consumer of content, and I know this firsthand, starting to podcast in 2009 when I really didn't know what I was doing, and now paying attention to how long they listen, how many times they come back to the same episode, how much they're sharing, what they're referencing. We're servers. We're servers of data and communications to ensure that our consumers are getting what they need for their own profession, for their own careers. So talk to us a little bit about the evolution of publishing and publication from your point of view.
Well, my personal evolution stems from being in a basement and taking content and pasting it on boards and, taking plates to a printer and producing a magazine. So, it certainly has come a long way. It's been a really interesting to see the evolution, leading up to like podcasting now. We're a small company, but fortunately we really stayed on top of technology and transformed pretty early with online media platforms. I think sooner than a lot of the big publishing companies. So we were delivering content, through e-newsletters, e-zines, online webinars, pretty early on. So adding the podcasting to our portfolio of content delivery is really exciting for us, because that's the one thing that we haven't done yet. So this is actually a new transformation for us, but. Watching, just the delivery mechanism over the years has been interesting, and also how people read it. So, the e-zine, people see it online, they get it through their email. We still have a constituent of readers who like to get their printed publication, and, we still deliver the content that way. So, we're pleased to be able to provide content in a way that each reader and health professional, prefers to absorb the content.
So Jack and Mara, let's dive into this. medical cannabis, from your perspective of understanding where it was 10, 20, 30 years ago, and how the substance was so vilified, and we were made to think that we were scared of something that that wasn't even as dangerous as aspirin could be to the deterioration of a stomach lining or an overdose, for example. Why has cannabis, why has marijuana finally come to a point, and it's on the edge right now, but why is it taking so long for us to get this in the hands of physician and pharmacists as something that can be used within proven states where we know pharmacists and physicians and nurse practitioners have seen the impact that it's making in specific disease states? Why is it taking so long from your perspective?
So I think there's a couple answers and a few factors, Todd, that have delayed really acceptance of medical cannabis. And, you know, even through today where it is not totally accepted. But one of the factors, as you noted, is just as a substance, it was definitely vilified in the media. I'm sure that the 80s and the Just Say No campaigns had, you know, a lasting effect on the ability to even think about medical cannabis in a critical way, with an open mind. Another challenge has been, of course, the ability to perform clinical studies involving medical marijuana. So, you know, even as we seem to have both consumers or patients, clients, and clinicians who are more open-minded to medical cannabis, a lot of the research is still in its, you know, in its infancy. So we're still looking towards the research that was done in Israel or is being done in Israel and Canada and other countries that are definitely ahead of us on the research side of it. So I think it's to answer your question, I think it's a combination of factors that has, you know, put us at the point where it's 2020 and we're really just only beginning to scratch the surface and start the discussion in a meaningful way.
Mara, what do you think? What do you see out there? The amount of content that you're pulling through, probably three times as much content than what actually gets published because of just the editorial side of things and vetting what is to be talked about and what's to be reported on. But from your viewpoint, why do you think it's taking so long to get this in the hands where it's evidence-based, that we have it proven, that we understand administration and dosing, and sure enough, we allow a physician and pharmacist to work together?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's now the need is there. Healthcare professionals are hearing from their patients and clients lots of questions because there's a lot of consumer-facing information. And if we don't educate the professionals, they're not going to know how to answer. And so I think the need is there. And I think things are starting to move along quicker now. It's definitely has taken a long time. But really, all of our publications have really come out of need. And we're at a point now with medical marijuana that the need is there. And that's really driven by the patients of these healthcare providers that are hearing what you're saying, you know, all of the disease states that are can benefit from marijuana, and we're not educating the healthcare providers, and that's, you know, really the purpose and the role of the title and the brand, and we're hoping that things continue to move along a little quicker, and you know, we're seeing some, you know, the interest is there. The healthcare professionals have told us, you know, how excited and how long it's been, the need has been there. So I think we're going to see things move quicker in terms of, legislation, at least I hope, so that, the use can actually transpire and take place, and not just the education.
The team that you've put together is this rock star, a group of professionals. Joe Friedman is our existing host of the medical podcast. And just so our pharmacy podcast listeners understand what's happening, we are going to sunset the medical podcast, and we will have those episodes in archives so that you can listen. And Joe has done a tremendous job. He'll be coming on as a co-host for the CRX podcast. But the reason why we're transforming this is because we recognize with Dr. Apgar, Leslie Apgar, and Joe as a registered pharmacist, and understanding the molecular and the science of it all, there's so much to talk about. So I was thinking in the partnership that we've designed is we'll have clinical, editorial, we'll have guest speakers, but we'll have content that is going to support the existing written content that is within the magazine so that we can expand these conversations. So if someone is jogging or someone is chopping vegetables or driving or doing something, that they can consume this information that has come from the CRX magazine, so that we can bring these two powerhouses together of our network throughput through podcasting, but then this exploratory and evidence-based information and peer-reviewed media that you've built. And that is so exciting to me. So just as an announcement to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, crxpodcast.com will take you to the magazine, and we will have eventually a landing page and a library of sorts of an ability for you to consume podcast after podcast of a specific information that you need as a clinician, that you need as a pharmacist, as a physician, as a nurse practitioner. And this won't be limited to pharmacy. We want to expand. I mean, we know that collaborative care, and we know that collaborative agreements are expanding. So we want pharmacists in the middle, and we want them working with all hands on deck to make this happen. So what do you think of as a publisher of the anchor per se, Mara? What is it about podcasting that you felt that this would be a strong partnership?
You just described it. So someone running on a plane, you know, cooking dinner, whatever it might be, will have, the access to this important information. And so many people are, listening to podcasts, and really has become their preferred method of information intake. And we don't have that. And I think this partnership really just expands our ability to get that information out there. And you have such a great network, and we really enjoyed our meetings and our talks, and understand the value of this partnership to get this messaging out. And it's really exciting because it's just an expansion of media that will enable a great network to absorb the content.
And go ahead, Jack. And it recognizes the fact that our audience members, if you look at it through the lens of adult learning, people learn in different formats, and audio is definitely one key component to retention and, being able to engage. And then also it is going to allow us to take a deeper dive into some of the topics that you can only give a certain amount of treatment to in, by way of the written word. So, introducing the podcast medium as another outlet is going to allow us to unlock, some more detail and opportunity for thorough discussion.
Absolutely. I'm excited about this opportunity and the audience that we're building this for. Like we said, I can't help it. I love pharmacists. They're my favorite providers, but this is also for our physicians and nurses. And my sister is a registered dietitian with a health system in Melbourne, Florida. And I told her that this was coming, and I forwarded her an article that CRX Mag had on cooking with cannabis, and how there's a benefit to it that's being explored. So I think there is a lot of, there's a bigger audience here for this podcast and for this mashup between the magazine and the audio. And I'm excited about what's coming. And I'm also excited about working with organizations like MedTerra and CV Sciences that have been great supporters of the Pharmacy Podcast Network to dig deeper into some of their solutions so that we can bring that to the table and really vet it and really build upon it, because so many pharmacists are curious of how this is going to impact their patient with pain, their patients with cancers, their patients with eating disorders, and how this is going to impact. But Jack, can you give our listeners kind of the hot topics that you think that we're going to launch off with and what we're going to build on?
Sure. Before we get there, one of the points I think to build on what you just mentioned, Todd, is that the clinicians are interested and need the information because patients and clients are receiving so much information through the mainstream media or different media outlets. So regardless of the clinician's position relative to incorporating cannabis into care, their patients and clients are going to be asking about it. So we do recognize that the brand and the publication it faces all sorts of clinicians, like on the spectrum of acceptance of cannabis, like those that have full buy-in, those that are agnostic, and those that are likely skeptical. So, there's a lot of applicability of what we're doing. And it, faces really the entire care team and the spectrum of acceptance. And the reason I brought that up or led that in, Todd, is because what we're seeing in the first year, we're the first to market that is a clinician-facing publication. But what we've learned over the first year is that the hot topics really have trended towards the clinical topics. And of course, we are gathering this data based on web traffic, but the hot topics on the clinical side have been the effect of cannabis on sedation. And there's some research that suggests that cannabis can make sedation and anesthesia less effective, which is really interesting. Another topic that was hot was endometriosis, which I think is representative of a number of disease states that are associated with, extreme pain reported by the patient. So, of course, that was a hot topic. The use of cannabis as a potential, not treatment for, but tool in the battle against the opioid epidemic, which there's some interesting research there. And then also the, any topics relating to inflammation and the research relating to cannabis and reducing inflammation. So those were in our first year, those were the topics that really generated a lot of interest.
I want listeners to be ready and contact the Pharmacy Podcast Network if you have some ideas, because this is going to help us grow. It's going to help us grow the podcast content on the network, but it's also going to help CRX Magazine attract other guest writers, as well as sponsorships of organizations that want to get involved, as well as conferences that will come up. And I can't wait. I cannot believe I'm saying this, Mara and Jack, but I actually miss conferences as much as I hated as many as I went to in previous years. But with this pandemic, I'm ready to get on a plane and go shake some hands at a national conference. But there is a symposium that I want to hear a little bit about that we can kind of set the stage for 2021, and then I also want to talk about the certificate program that is being pulled through the CRX magazine as well.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, Todd, because we were just joking in the office the other day that, it's time to get back out on the road.
It's even though... really weird not going to conferences. It's very strange.
It's true. So what is, there's a conference that you've both mentioned to me in Denver in May, if we're back to traveling, and kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're really in the infancy of planning this, really because of what you mentioned, the uncertainty of whether we're going to be able to be together in person in 2021 or that early in 2021. But we do have tentatively planned for May 15th and 16th in Denver, a two-day symposium, which would feature some nice breakout sessions that would be current topics, mostly clinical literature review and practical application, and some opportunities to network with like-minded healthcare professionals. So if people are inclined to follow or get on our mailing list at crxmag.com, as we develop more of that agenda and specific itinerary based on whether we're able to gather, you'll be able to get information pushed out in real time. But that's the initial plan.
I want to give a shout out to Lauren Vrabel. Dr. Vrabel is a cannabis pharmacist here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're going to be looking to really expanding our network and subject matter expertise. Bradley Carlson, who is out of the greater Minneapolis area. Pamela Martinelli is a pharmacist that really has dug down into medical cannabis impact on her patients. Dr. Varansai, integrative health and medical cannabis pharmacist. So I cannot wait to start networking with these pharmacists that have been part of my network for years to really bring them in as listeners, but then also as content developers so that we can once again build this information, complement this information, and do something in publishing that the Pharmacy Podcast Network hasn't had the chance to do. But this will be our very first official partnership with a e-zine and magazine that's going to accentuate and build upon the stories that you're authoring and that you're publishing, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
We're excited. We're very excited. And one thing I wanted to just circle back to real quick, if we're going to get to the end, is the certificate program that you mentioned. Just to let the listeners know that's coming. It's going to be exclusively for licensed healthcare professionals, and basically the mission is to empower healthcare professionals to appropriately and effectively use cannabis as medicine in a variety of health and wellness conditions. So that will be, made up of modules, webinars, lectures, reading, it's a distance learning program that will really enable healthcare professionals to feel confident in prescribing and utilizing cannabis in their practices.
Well, I'm excited about this. I want to give a special thanks to both of you for being patient and how many times I promised Jack that I was going to follow up with him, and it was 2 weeks and 3 weeks later. So I think the timing is good to prepare for 2021. And I couldn't be more excited about teaming up with the publishing organization, Great Valley Publishing, and the CRX magazine. So thank you both.
Likewise, Todd, the Pharmacy Podcast Network's reputation was, really a logical and a perfect fit for us. So we're really excited that this is finally off the ground, and we're really looking forward to working with you and the other subject matter experts that are involved in the network.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Very welcome. Thank you, Mara. Thank you, Jack. And thank you, listeners. Thank you for all of your feedback on the medical podcast. We want to give a special shout out to Joe Friedman for doing such a great job with that podcast. Like I said, we're gonna be we're going to be marketing and supporting the CRX podcast from this point forward. And we ask for your feedback. Like I said, tweet us, send us emails, reach out to Mara and Jack. We're going to have contact information in the show notes. And my beloved pharmacists, my most favorite healthcare providers, technicians, pharmacy professionals, thank you for an amazing 2020. As crazy as it was, the listenership has grown. I'm excited about what's happening to the publication, and these types of key strategic partnerships with CRX Magazine are just part of the ongoing growth that we're going to have. And with that, I thank you both for being here for the launch episode of the CRX podcast.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, the launch of our newest podcast, the CRX Podcast. You can find it at crxpodcast.com. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.